Donovan, he saved it again! And who was there first on the rebound again? It was Georgievski. Alan Stajic starts with a win. That is one of the most extraordinary A-League games I have ever seen.
On Sky Sports Radio and Radio Tab, the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend with Jimmy and Ray.
Well, a bit of a change this morning. We've actually got our football expert not only in the studio.
He wasn't well last week, poor guy.
And we'll get to that shortly too. Not only is he actually on the air, he's come into the studio, which has broken a couple of traditions. Phil Moss, welcome to the program.
Good morning, guys. Great to see you. I'd forgotten what you look like.
How are you, Phil?
By the way, you must love coming in, Phil. By the way, seriously, we've got a new audience. We are now going into Queensland, Northern Territory, South Australia and Tasmania.
As much as I would love to give you guys the credit for getting me in here this morning, that is the real reason I'm here.
No pressure, Steve, during the week.
And he said we're expanding our broadcast and our listening audience.
And what were you saying a little bit earlier about the Brisbane Roar and how terrible their season's been and that Tasmania should never get an A-League side?
Jimmy.
You've got to be careful.
Trying to put me offside with the listeners straight away, aren't you? Let me say this.
Oh, here we go.
I have always maintained that Brisbane redefined the A-League in the Ange era.
Under Ange, absolutely, due credit
where it's deserved. Brisbane was the scene of my most heartbreaking moment in professional football, of course.
Grand final
so
loss.
So Brisbaneites are lucky that I even go there anymore, let alone talk to them.
Very lucky.
But Tasmania, I would love to see an A-League franchise down there. In fact, I think Tasmania may be putting probably the most amount of pressure on the Central Coast Mariners to get their act together. Because I think Tasmania would be in a very strong position to take a licence, if not become one of the expansion clubs.
Would you be as heavily involved in the appointment of a coach for Tasmania as you were for Alan Stajic to get the job at the Central Coast Mariners?
I had absolutely nothing to do with that, but I am delighted to see him get back on the horse, Jimmy.
Shall we start on that game then? Because that was extraordinary. 3-0 up the Mariners. They've hung on to win 3-2 against Newcastle. I was watching the end, the two penalty saves. Why were they allowed to get the chance again?
Well, the Newcastle player did encroach. He definitely encroached before the penalty was taken.
But why were the Mariners penalised again for that?
Well, I mean, yeah. Look, in the end, it's the referee and the VAR got it right because they're the laws
it's
of the
game.
It's
a silly rule, isn't it?
So basically, what you're saying is, why didn't they just play the advantage?
Yeah, it's a
the
stupid
penalty
rule.
Was taken.
Newcastle
broke the rule. That's right. It's a good question, but to the letter of the law, the referee's got it right.
We'll see, but at least the best team won.
Yeah, that's right, and Ben Kennedy stood up. But you really did fear, at 3-0 up, once Newcastle got one, then two, you thought, here we go again, familiar story. But one thing that you can see that Alan Stajic has worked so hard on this week is the structure defensively. Obviously, after copping 8 last week, that was the first thing to concentrate on.
Wasn't it 5 the week before as well?
Yeah, that's right. So, but the thing you can't improve overnight is the stamina in the players' legs, and that's been a common theme this season. I think he pointed it out in his presser that they'd been ahead 8 or 9 times this season, and fallen away. And you could see that happening again yesterday, but they held on for their new coach, and I'm personally delighted for him to get off to a flyer because I've obviously been through the last 8 weeks with him, and it hasn't been a pretty place for him or his family. So good to see him with a big smile on his face.
Has there been correspondence between you and Alan Stajic subsequent to the victory?
Yes.
Right.
What are you saying, Jim?
I would have been surprised if it. Well done, mate. Congratulations
absolutely.
On the first up win.
Yeah.
Thanks, Mossy. Appreciate your support.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And that's exactly what it was, and that's what I'd do to any coach in the A-League as well as a keen observer.
Did you send one to Kevin Muscat? Good on you, mate. Back on track. Well done. No, you didn't, did you? They got a win last night.
I don't need to. Muskie's entrenched in the job. He doesn't want a good luck and a congratulatory text from me.
In saying that, they did have to right the ship a little bit, didn't they?
Melbourne victory, absolutely. Yes. They did. That was their first win in 6, I think, at Marvel Stadium. And that sort of statistic sort of floated along very quietly.
Yes.
There wasn't a lot made of it. But they got the result. Barbarousis, chief destroyer, scored his 7th goal of the season, but he is a thorn in his former club side. Every time he plays Brisbane, he scores against them. And it was a similar scene last night, but definitely a very touching tribute from him not celebrating the goals in respect to the Christchurch disaster the other day.
Yep.
And I have to say, all our hearts from everyone involved in Australian football go out to all those impacted families.
Exactly. Adelaide season, it's starting to hit the rocks, isn't it?
It's not good, Ray. They're starting to struggle. They went into this game winless in four, and they'd won two out of 11 games against top six sides this season, going into the game against Perth. And what the red flags for me are the fact that Marco Kurtz hasn't re-signed with the club, and there's a lot of conjecture around whether he'll stay or go. There's talk of him now going to Brisbane next season. That has a destabilising effect on the dressing room, particularly when he's done, from the outside looking in, he's done a pretty good job in his two seasons there, almost two seasons. But I think the red flag I saw the other night was the performance of Issa Iss. He gave the ball away. This is one of the best players to ever grace the A-League pitches. And he gave the ball away in completely uncharacteristic circumstances the other night for Perth's first goal, and just didn't look himself. So you just wonder if there's some things going behind the scenes there, or just the conjecture around the coach is destabilising them.
All right, let's get over to some EPL results, some FA Cup results. The big ones there, the late goals for West Ham and against Huddersfield Town. They ended up winning 4-3, but the save from the West Ham goalkeeper, which we've just seen on replay here, Raymond, was incredible. And then the FA Cup, Watford through, Manchester City through, and obviously Ole Gunnar Solskjaer concentrating on the Champions League.
I really thought you were going to headline. I thought you were going to headline this next little chat with that result, Jimmy. I'm so shocked you left that for last. But
concentrating on the Champions League.
Let's go back to front now that you've made such a big deal of that one. Wolves knocking Manchester United out of the FA Cup. Goals to Jimenez and Jota, 70th and 76th minutes. So Manchester United did hold on for at least 70 minutes with a clean sheet, but then just fell apart late. But no, seriously, they had a massive week with the Champions League. Yep. And Solskjaer has to sign a contract as a full-time manager of that club.
Why are they delaying?
I don't know. I really don't. And and there's, you know, apparently after the Champions League game in the dressing room after the game, the players with Sir Alex Ferguson and
Eric Cantona
yeah, in the dressing room, the players broke into Solskjaer chant.
Really?
Oh, you're kidding.
So they want him desperately.
You've got royalty in the dressing room.
Yeah.
And they've broken into a chant for Solskjaer. So I think that says it all.
Exactly.
Funny how player power can possibly
work both ways. That's right.
But yeah, look, it's just a match made in heaven. He's made the players happy. He's given them structure. He's got them playing the Manchester United way, which I'm sure as a fan, Jimmy, you would appreciate just seeing them with that old style and flair back.
Totally.
Still got a lot of work to do, don't get me wrong, in the transfer market.
Trade.
Absolutely. Yeah. There's a lot of work to be done, but at least he's bought the group. He's galvanised the group. So Manchester City scraping through over Swansea, as you said. Aguero with an 88th minute winner, and they needed an own goal as well. In the 78th minute, they were 2-1 down against Swansea. They obviously had a Champions League game during the week as well. And if we go across to the Premier League, Newcastle, big point for them, with a 94th minute Matt Ritchie equaliser that gives them another point away from the relegation zone. And Leicester, this was a massive result for Leicester because they were down to 10 men after 4 minutes.
Wow.
With Maguire showing a straight red card. So 86 minutes with 10 men, scores a 90th minute winner through Wes Morgan. Big, big 3 points for Leicester against Burnley. And more to the point, that's not a good result for Burnley either.
Exactly.
But if we look at that other game, I should give that due credit, West Ham Huddersfield, 4-3. Huddersfield were up 3-1. And then three goals in the last 15 minutes. And Chicharito with a double there. Fantastic game of football. You mentioned that big save, which deserves due credit as well. But if we look at this is for the punters, the relegation battle. It's obviously becoming a little bit clearer, but if you look at 18 spots, 18 with Cardiff through to 16 with Southampton, there's 2 points in it. I'm picking right here and right now Cardiff to go down.
Yes.
I just think they've got too tough a run. They've got to play Chelsea. They've got to play Man City, Liverpool, Manchester United. They've only got three games at home, five away. I can't see them surviving that. Burnley have got to play Cardiff, Chelsea, Man City and Arsenal. And Southampton have to play Brighton, Liverpool and Huddersfield. Just the if you look at the machinations of the run home, I think Cardiff are gone.
Mm. Yeah. Liverpool play Fulham overnight, tonight. Could go back to the top of the table after a great result in Champions League during the week.
Could.
Will.
Should.
Will.
Will. Jimmy power words, Jimmy.
Yeah, hey.
Power words.
Should, will. That's right. That's right.
No, okay. I can't see anything but a Liverpool win there, Ray. And you and I can celebrate.
Correct.
What, around mid morning tomorrow? We'll probably flick the group text to Jimmy. And
you're all quiet when Man United have a win, and I had to forward through the photo with Sir Alex Ferguson and Eric Cantona.
I deleted that one.
Yeah, that's right.
I didn't see that.
Now, before you go, Mossy, let's come back closer to home. A League today. I want an answer. Wellington v Western Sydney. $2, the home side. $3.40, the Wanderers. $3.80, the draw.
The short answer is Wellington. The slightly extended answer is they need to make sure there is no form of complacency whatsoever after dishing up an 8-2 result to Central Coast last week. But I think Wellington at home too strong.
The other game, FC v Melbourne City. $1.85 the Sky Blue, $3.80 the draw, $4 the Citizens.
Sydney FC at home, pressure building on Warren Joyce. They've been winless in about 5 years. They haven't got a good record against Sydney FC. And in fact, let me just quickly give you this stat because this is very important. They're after Melbourne City are after their first win in 7 games. Sydney FC against Melbourne City this year, 2 wins, 5 goals for, none against out of 2 games. So Sydney FC to shake off the travel in the Asian Champions League during the week and get the result at a very, very soggy Leichhardt Oval. Yeah.
Good on you, Mossy. I don't care what people say, mate. That was a very good update. Well done.
Much better when I come in, isn't it, Jimmy?